Morocco, week 9, Tuesday.
And now, episode 42 of Moon Over Morocco.
However high the eye may rise, it will find the eyebrow above it.
El Kaba and the little Flossie and her band of men were not far from the palace of the Sultan Hassan Bizel when Jack was carried off on a great winged horse. Well, the horse turned into a hollow log, and Jack fell straight smack back down into the desert, where he landed with a splash.
Good grief. I landed in an oasis. A one palm tree oasis. Hardly bigger than a washtub.
Jack, where did you come from?
Well, I just dropped out of the sky.
I guess so.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Sunny Skies. You remember me, don't you?
No.
Really?
Why did you call me Jack?
That's your name, isn't it?
Jack?
Jack Flanders.
Jack Flanders?
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Tell the Countess that Jack Flanders is arriving. I'm staying at... Yes.
You know, now that you mention it... Yes.
It should. That's you.
And I sort of remember
Jack.
You.
Oh, Sunny.
Boy, you really have a suntan.
Sunny,
you look like a native.
Apparently I've been acting like one, too.
I'm really glad we ran into each other. You know, everybody here is like from some other world.
I've noticed that, yes.
What is that?
Hmm?
That gold thing you're wearing on your forehead. Can I see?
Oh, yeah, sure.
An eye. Is it solid gold?
It is the golden eye of El Kaba.
Far out.
Have you heard about it?
From somewhere, yes.
How did you get here?
I don't know. I can't remember. Until you arrived, I was beginning to think this was it. This was the real thing. Where I'd come from was the dream.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Is this place an illusion?
Well, no. No more than any other place. You,
Am I?
You seem fascinated
yes.
by this eye.
I guess I am.
What do the sands
Shh.
Say?
A queen, Hasora, and a king, Hassan Bazil... Almost snuffed out poor old El Kaba.
Almost?
Yeah. He was riding on a wooden horse and fell into an oasis.
By the might of Allah Almighty, he is saved.
Yeah, but that was a mean, low-down, dirty trick.
Those slippery sons of dogs.
Boy, they're gonna pay for this one, boy. As luck would have it, there's a profound proverb that applies here.
Yes, what?
He who drives an ass must of necessity know its wind.
Know its wind!
Come on! in trouble!
Elkabah's in trouble!
Stone archway. We are very close, huh?
As soon as we get through this, we'll be one realm away from the palace.
You will use the magic.
I'm gonna give it to him good. After that last one they pulled on poor old Elkabah.
You use mortar magic, huh?
Yeah. I'm gonna lob it up and over and right into their soup.
My lord, if only I might borrow the eye, even for one day, the accursed ones will quickly be destroyed, for the power of the eye is...
No. The purpose of the eye is to further our cause, not decrease it.
And if we are invaded and still you refuse me the eye, I assume you consider that furthering.
What I consider furthering, my queen, is for this subject to be closed.
It is questionable the degree of satisfaction I will have by saying I told you so to a head spiked upon the palace walls.
My patience grows mighty thin, dear queen.
It is said 10 dervishes can sleep under one blanket, but 2 kings cannot find room in 1 empire.
Get out!
Perhaps we will have a new sultan who will also be my lord.
Out! Out! Damnable creature. One day, I'll have her tied to the bedpost, and I'll pluck her toes off one by one.
My lord has been given his last chance. For soon, I will have not one golden eye, but 2.
A voice?
Here. In the pool. Can it be a water sprite?
Closer.
Yes, come, show yourself, friendly water sprite. Is it gone? Sprite? Are you there? Let me hear a word. Or give me some gesture of your presence.
Here's a gesture. In your eye.
Ah! Oh, you beastly imp. I'll drown you in your own fluid. Where are you? Show yourself. Where?
Up here.
In the date palm. Or the fig tree. Ah, ugh, overripe
Fig, I'll kill you. Where are you? What is that? What's happening? We are being bombarded.
My queen, take cover. We are under siege.
What are they using?
Overripe fruit. Look out.
Ah! You, what was that?
A watermelon, my queen.
What's going on here?
Look out.
Gosh, what is that?
Watermelons, my lord.
Oh, a king could get flattened by one of those. Sound the alarm.
Sound the alarm.
Sound the alarm.
My lord, the chain of command has been sniffed.
I'll sound the alarm myself. Overripe watermelons.
And still you refuse me the eye of El Kaba.
Oh, shut up.
I believe they have our range, my queen.
So, the child of magic manifests overripe watermelons. Well, we shall see what a professional Miz of magic can manifest. Ha ha ha!
My queen, those seeds are slippery. Are you hurt?
Not as hurt as that little squirt Flasique will be when I get through with her. Come, Marmaduke. To the tower!
Over the ground, there comes a sound. It is the drum, drum, drum of hoofbeats in the sand. Quiver with fear if you are near. It is the thunder of the shadow and his band. And, oh, plunder, learn to understand.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. zbs.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
There's a saying, a dog on the run can safely be kicked.
And who is on the run?
Who is on the run? There is another saying, if fate throws a knife at you, there are two ways of catching it. By the blade and by the handle.
Ah.
Look out! Holy Allah!
Tell me, oh Wazir, what if fate throws a watermelon at you?
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.